reasons for the raid. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The Justice Department has until noon Eastern today to suggest what can be made public from the affidavit for the search warrant on former President Trump's home in Florida.
The affidavit is a document that includes probable cause. It will explain why Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart signed off on allowing federal agents to search the former president's Mar-a-Lago home. The affidavit would have detailed information, including what crime or crimes the Justice Department believes were committed.
Fox's David Spunt. Idaho's strict abortion ban goes into effect today, but a federal judge there rules it cannot be enforced in the case of medical emergencies. The Biden administration sued Idaho on the grounds that the Federal Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act requires abortion services if the health or life of the mother is at risk. A federal judge in Texas, though, ruled the other way against the federal government. Critics of the plan say it's not fair to taxpayers and makes inflation worse, but President Biden is keeping his campaign promise to wipe out some federal student loan debt.
President Biden says the Department of Education will forgive up to $10,000 in federal loans and cancel up to $20,000 of debt for students who receive Pell Grants.
Both of these targeted actions are for families who need it the most. Working and middle-class people hit especially hard during the pandemic.
The loan forgiveness is available to borrowers earning no more than $125,000 a year. Payments on federal student loans have been frozen since the pandemic. President Biden says that freeze will be lifted at the end of the year. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
School police chief in Uvalde, Texas, is fired for his handling of the shooting at Robb Elementary in May. He's criticized for not ordering officers to act sooner. His attorney in a letter says that Pete Arredondo, though, was not in charge at the scene and had warned the school district a year earlier about security issues. Arredondo did not attend the school board meeting where he was fired, saying he was concerned about safety. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
At least 25 people are now reported to have been killed in Russian rocket attacks on a town in Ukraine, including a 6-year-old killed in a car fire near a train station and an 11-year-old found in the rubble of a house. Three leaders of an international yoga organization are arrested in Washington state on tax fraud charges.
Papers filed in Manhattan federal court say the organization, which promoted itself as Yoga to the People, generated over $20 million in revenue for 10 years while promising that its classes featured no ego and no glorified teachers because yoga is for everyone. Gregory Gomicio, Haven Solomon, and Michael Anderson are charged with tax evasion and conspiracy to defraud the Internal Revenue Service. Authorities say the three claim their annual incomes were six figures in loan applications from 2013 to 2020 when they filed no individual tax returns and that they enjoyed extravagant lifestyles, including foreign travel and NFL season tickets. In New York, Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
A man hired by a charity in Nebraska to test its preparedness for a mass shooting now faces terrorism charges.
Omaha Catholic Charities hired 27-year-old John Channels to conduct the active shooter drill, which he staged May 19th and included actors smeared with fake blood. The charity's employees panicked because they didn't know it was a drill, and although the organization went along with not telling workers beforehand, it said in a statement that Channels didn't follow procedures or communicate properly with police. He now faces 5 counts of making terroristic threats and a weapons charge. Prosecutors say the drill could have had dire consequences, telling the Omaha World Herald, quote, "Someone could have gotten killed." Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
By the year 2035, all new vehicles sold in California would have to run on electricity or hydrogen under a policy being voted on today by the California Air Resources Board. People could still drive and buy gas-powered cars made before 2035. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.